Thursday night, where I was laughed at for saying that Celtic would score five goals today. That was the fourth goal that I managed to just by chance switched on the recorder just before that happened. And I've also got some audio of the fifth goal. Before all of that, we also have the interview with Brendan Rodgers and Moussa Dembele. I hope you enjoy it.
Let's get the predictions in for Saturday. Tom English, you did one last night and you went for... trying to be consistent.
I think I went for 2-0 Celtic. I'll stick with that.
You agree with that one, Frank?
I think two goals advantage, whether it be 3-1 or 2-0.
To who? You boys?
I'm kind of thinking along. I think it'll be a harder game than some Celtic fans are thinking, but I think a two-goal advantage to Celtic, I think, 2-0, 3-1, I think.
It's 50-1 for Celtic to score five goals.
I did, yeah. It was a great day for the club and for the team. Brilliant team performance. You think on the back of all the travel that this team has put in over the last couple of weeks, you know, a lot of players away. So to get back in and produce that level of performance and with that energy in the team, and I thought it was an outstanding team performance.
Lee Griffiths sat out today, but Moussa Dembele more than
made
up for his absence.
Yeah, I think I said when I first came in here was that we're trying to build a squad that's going to be able to compete in every competition that we want to be in, and you can't do that with one striker, you know. But then you have to have quality. Moussa could play every week, but of course I have to make the team work. The team has to work well, and sometimes he'll play, sometimes he won't. Like you say, Young Lee's a wonderful finisher, but it wasn't his day today. It was a day for Moussa and the rest of the guys. So. Three great goals, 20-year-old player. You can see he's a big talent, but he's come to a club that hopefully can develop that talent.
How much did you feel any pressure going into this game when everyone, or a lot of people, were saying Celtic should win comprehensively?
I think that it's okay in paper saying that and people looking at the squad, but of course we were very prepared for the game. You know, and you have to be, because I think Mark's done an excellent job. Mark done an excellent job with Rangers, you know, how he gets the team to play. But I felt today in every element of football, first tier on the right to win a game of football, I thought our aggression and our pressing high up the pitch was very, very good. You know, that allows us then to pass, because when you press the game well, you can get on the ball and pass it. And that allowed us to create opportunities. Kept real good tactical discipline. I think the second goal comes from that, where we wanted to press. There are times when you can't press, you've got to drop out. And for that, we were able to win the ball and then played on a counter-attack goal. So I thought we showed lots of elements of the team today, and I think hopefully, you know, you see the development from maybe a few months ago when there was a bad feeling after the loss at Hampden. But today, very dominant performance, and as I said, I think they showed lots of great traits in the game.
How important could this be in terms of setting out what you want to do here? Because you want to style and play, you've gone and played offensively today, you've been brave on the ball. It's not necessarily easy to do in this kind of game, but you've done it and done it well.
Yeah, no, I thought it's given the confidence to the players to believe that they can play that way. You know, that I think what happens is in pressure situations and pressure moments in games, you can go defensive. But this is a football club that's been based around, it's ironic. You know, your Jock Steen's anniversary today, 31 years. And this is a guy that created a template of playing football here that to this day hopefully looks down proud and sees a team that, with that mentality, still to this day, you know, front foot, aggressive, no fear. And when things go against you, you've got that mentality to bounce back. So yeah, still very early, of course. We've only been in a few months. We're still... a lot of adjustments that we want to make, but with the players that we have here and a couple of additions that we brought in, they're working at a very good level.
What did you make of the occasion. It was your first-hand experience of it. How was it? How did it compare to what you expected?
Everything I expected and more. I think it was a beautiful day. You know, the supporters were incredible. They left the team. I said when I came in here early, they've got to, you know, understand the model in terms of how we want to work and how we want to play. And I think you can see them starting to get a feel for what we're doing as well. So, but every supporter loves a team that works tirelessly and works hard. And that's what this team did today. And they got the rewards because they have quality. But it was a real special occasion. And obviously it's nice when you be on the winning side.
Another big game on Tuesday, Brendan. How is Lee Griffiths?
No, Lee won't make Tuesday. Yeah, he's probably going. I think he's had the injury before, so he was hoping that he could maybe get through. But it's probably going to be, I would say, maybe a week or so.
Scott Brennan.
Yeah, again, we just need to assess that, see how it is tomorrow. Again, I always say to the players, you know, we don't need to be heroes. If you have an issue or have a problem, you feel it's tight, you know. We can get you off. We have a bench. That's what the squad's about. So, again, we'll see how he is.
You'd obviously want him playing on Tuesday, if at all possible.
Yeah, yeah. I think that with Scotty, I think you see his performance today. You know, Scott Brown does his talking on the field. He leads the team. Very respectful guy. Bossed the game in the middle of the field today. Showed his power, showed his strength, showed his leadership qualities. And, of course, I want that in every game, but if he's not able to play, then someone else will have to come in. But let's wait and see.
Brendan, you've played Hearts, Rangers and Aberdeen now. Do you see anyone challenging for this title?
Yeah, no. Listen, there's many challenges ahead for us. I think the beauty of it is that we have that ability. We wanted to bring in this offensive threat into the team when myself and my staff joined. For that, you need to be fit. You need to be powerful in your running, your ability to press. And then you can see that we can go for 90 minutes in a game of football. And that's what gets us that relentless effect in the team and gets goals. So yeah, we'll come across, I think, a number of challenges. It's still very early, as I said, I repeat, we've won 4 out of 4. Today is always special for the supporters, for the club, you know. But it's over now. My concentration, of course, I'll review the game, see where we can improve and hopefully keep making it difficult for teams that we play against.
Brendan, when you signed Dembele, I think a few people were surprised because he'd been linked with big moves in England. He was very highly sought after. I mean, was there any element of surprise to you that you got him, and what was the real, you know, selling point to him for coming here?
I think, first of all, I have to congratulate his agent, because when we heard he was available, and I'd spoken to a number of people that knew him and thought there was maybe a possibility to get him, I still felt it was probably a long shot, purely because of his age, 19 years of age, sought-after striker, top teams in the Premier League want him. And obviously I'd spoken to Fulham and his agent. But from the first day I met his agent, it was very, very clear. He's not in a rush. I think he knows that he's going to be an outstanding young talent. But at 19 years of age, he knew he needed to go to a club that can maybe develop that talent, make him a winner. And then if he does leave, and which happens in football, that he leaves a football club being a winner, having improved his football ability, and still being very, very young. So, and normally that doesn't happen. Some will follow the money. And believe you me, he could have got a lot more money than what he's got here. But he's come to here, his attitude's been refreshing. You know, he's a good kid, you know, lovely boy to work with. He wants to improve, and I think you've seen today. You see his goal, first one, the header, the power and his jump. The second one, his speed and his skill to beat the defender to finish. And then the third one's a wonderful touch and finish off his left foot. So the boy's a big talent, still very young, still a bit of work to do. But really pleased for him to get a hat-trick on such a special occasion like this.
Brendan, you mentioned Jock Stephens' anniversary. Did you tell the players that? Did you say that?
I did.
The players were trying to make him proud?
Yeah, I said that at my team talk. It was two today. My father is 5 years dead today. So it's ironic we scored five goals. And obviously Jock Steen was 31 years today. And Jock, one of his quotes he talked about at the time, he talked about football games only about getting the 2 points, because obviously back then it was 2 points. Obviously I said to the players today, for us it's about getting 3 points. But when you beat one of your rivals, it's a wee bit sweeter. And that was the message. But the message was primarily around a guy looking down who set the tone for this club and the template. And if he is looking down, make sure we do him proud.
Brendan, did you feel the tactical change, or sorry, the substitution at the start of the second half give you an extra boost needed to go on?
Yeah, I felt that, well, my reading of the game was that we really dominated the first half. We switched off at the end of the half. So that gave them a little bit of oxygen in the game. And then they start the second half of the first 10 minutes quite well. And if I think I need to change it, I don't wait to change the game. And I thought that the spaces started to open up centrally because we blocked the space well centrally to keep the team compact. And I felt at that point, Tom Rogic has been to Australia in the last 2 weeks, played a game and then come back and played in Dubai. So I felt that I was maybe only going to get 55 minutes, 10 hour. You know, I said to Stuart Armstrong yesterday, make sure you're ready because I think you can make a real impact and coming into the game. So we probably come in a wee bit earlier than what I thought he would have to, but I felt that we needed to get that energy back into the middle of the field again in order to press the game and then to break forward. And I thought it worked quite well for us.
People felt Armstrong might drift off the radar, but today suggested otherwise.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think what we've seen today was the spirit within this team. Everyone wants to play. Footballers want to play. But the guys have actually... Scott Sinclair scored again another wonderful goal, breaking a line to get beyond, hunger to score and a finish. But the two guys actually that have really come up trumps today are two guys that have been sort of on the sides a little bit. So that's my job as a manager, to ensure that they very much feel a part of it. And Stu's a boy that, I think for me in this early stage, it was finding his best position. I know he's worked from the left side. He's worked from the right. He's worked as a central player in a two. He's worked in a three. Today, for me, that's his best position. In that 10 position where he's got the energy to first press the game and then the energy to break forward and get beyond their line. So I'm delighted for him, and he should feel good after his contribution.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Was that the perfect day for you?
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, to be Rangers at home and to go the 3 points, and for me to score my first hat trick, you know, it's been something unbelievable, and it's a day that I remember all my life.
Yeah, you struggled to get your place in the team. You really took that chance today.
Yeah, you know, when the manager needs me, I'm here, and I think I showed up today. I show what I'm about, and it's good for the team, and let everyone know that we are a good group. And when someone is not here, and someone else replaces him, you know, we are ready and to help the team and to give our best.
When did you find out you were playing, Musa?
I found out yesterday afternoon after training. You know, he told me, and yeah.
You feel you've staked a place now to stay the main striker in the team ahead of Lee when he comes back?
No, you know, we are two good strikers, and the manager makes his mind, and I'm happy with this. If the manager put me, I'll be happy, and if he don't, and I come on, I'll be happy too. So yeah, there's no problem.
The manager says Lee will miss the game with Barcelona. How ready are you to start against Barcelona?
If I have to start, I'll be ready like every game. You know, as a player, you have to be ready for any challenge. And that's what I have to do.
Is that the kind of challenge you came to Celtic for? The manager spoke about your decision to come to Celtic and how you had other options. Is that kind of night, the game in the Champions League, the kind of thing you came here for?
Yeah, that was one point. You know, when you come for a big club like Celtic, you know, you expect to play big games, and that's what we are going to do on Saturday, on today first, and on Tuesday. So yeah.
Was today easier than you thought it would be?
Sorry?
Was today easier than you thought it would be?
No, it wasn't an easy game. We I think we managed well and we score a lot of goals, but he wasn't an easy game, you know. They are a good team and I think we played very well and that's why we won the game.
What did you think of the atmosphere? You obviously probably dreamed about what it would be like, but did it live up to all your dreams?
Yeah, the atmosphere, as I said, you know, when I came to this club, I was expecting something that I never seen before, and you know, I'm happy with it, and the fans were great with us, and the supporters till the end of the game, and yeah, I'm happy with it.
Was it even better than the European nights?
It was something special, I would say something special. You know, when you play in the Fulham derby, you know, it's always something special, and yeah, I was happy with it, and thank the fan every day for that.
So, how many hat-tricks have you scored? First team hat-tricks in your career?
First time. My first time.
That's your first one.
First time.
Yeah.
That's pretty historic time to do it. And there's not been many hat-tricks scored in this fixture.
Yeah, there's not been many, but for me, it's the first time, and as I said, it's like a dream, you know, to come here and start your first awesome game and score a hat-trick. You know, something huge, and yeah, I'm happy.
What do you want to learn in the Celtic?
Sorry?
What do you want to learn here in that club?
What I want to learn?
Yeah.
I came here to establish as a player. You know, I'm still young, and I still have a lot to learn, and you know, to be next to players like this and a manager like this, you know, you obviously learn a lot and progress, and that's what I came here for.
Just have something. So the manager said that you could have gone to other clubs for more money. Is this kind of experience priceless to you? Is this why you wanted to come to Celtic?
Yeah, I could have gone to other clubs, but you know, for me, I wasn't thinking about money. I was thinking about the football first, and to get more experience as I can in a younger age. You know, now I'm here to play in the Champions League, and for a 20-year-old, you know, it's something huge, and you just give me more and more experience, and to be working with a manager and player like I am, you know, it's something that can bring me forward and can make me progress very quickly.
An occasion like this must be worthwhile too, you know.
Sorry?
An occasion like this must make it worthwhile.
Yeah, it is.
This decision.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It was a great performance today from the team, but I don't have to lift that again for Barcelona. Are Celtic, are the team capable of going to the camp and getting that result, do you think?
Yeah, we are. We are going there to give everything, to come with a result. Of course, you know, when you start a game of football, even if it's like against the best team in the world, you know, we have to go there and show that we're all about and give everything to come with a result. Of course,
Mister. Just after the third goal, you kind of give Philip Senderos just a wee bump, and then shortly afterwards he goes through and picks up a booking. Do you think that you were in his head at that point, the way the game had gone?
I don't know. I just play my game and yeah. So.
I can't remember. Did I mention that I thought Celtic would score 5 goals? It's magic, isn't it? God bless and good night.